This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jim Collins. He is the president and CEO of Sapphire Essentials, that provides high quality, organically grown, THC free CBD products for adults, seniors, and caregivers. Dr. Collins, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it is my pleasure. Thank you, sir.
And you're welcome, and thanks for coming out today. So tell us, for starters, why did you choose to spend your career focusing on adult health and wellness for those age 50 and beyond?
Absolutely. It all started as a teenager, believe it or not. I started very early in life. My mom, Mary Collins, was a nursing assistant at a nursing home for 30 years. She worked on the same unit, in the same building, with the same residents and families. One thing about my mother, she didn't like to drive. So the day I turned 16, my father made a deal with me. He bought me my first car, and he said, son, you're going to take your mom to work before you go to high school, and then after high school, I'd like you to pick her up. And of course, I agreed. I was a young man, and I wanted a car. So my high school classes would end around 2:15, 2:30 in the afternoon. The nursing home was only up the street. My mother's shift ended at 3 p.m. So I had time to park the car, go into the nursing home, and spend some time with the staff and the residents. And I just absolutely fell in love with the environment. And then that led me to go to college, and I actually created a degree in gerontology. They didn't even have a degree in gerontology at this time. So I gathered all the classes from the psychology department, the sociology department, biology, nutrition. I put it all together, and I called it Applied Gerontological Studies. I went to the dean, and the dean looked at me like, you've got some courage there, young man, but you know what? I like it. Let's call it a degree. And from there, I never looked back. I was always fascinated in the aging process, and specifically various areas of the aging process, like physical aging, what happens to our bodies at the cellular level, at the organ level, so on and so forth, with the brain. What happens psychologically and emotionally as we age, you know, so I've studied things like depression and anxiety and other forms of emotional disorders. And then what really captured my attention about the 50-plus, 60-plus group is the occurrence of neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's, ALS, and multiple sclerosis. So while I was looking at those things, I was also studying wellness, aging successfully, and what it takes to live a long and healthy life. So that's from high school on, Eric, I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
Well, it certainly is a huge bonus in life when you early on know what you want to do and make that happen. Really appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective. Now, what are the main ingredients to healthy and independent living beyond 50?
That is an excellent question, and that is something I have studied for many, many years. To really be healthy and independent, we all need just a couple ingredients. It's not that complicated. We need a good balance of the following things. We need meaning and purpose more than I think anything in our lives. We need a reason to wake up in the morning. We need a sense of urgency to get things done, to make a difference in just one person's life or many people's lives. It doesn't have to be a grand scale. So meaning and purpose, I think, are the fires within us. And when I see 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds doing what they want to do, and they're active as they were in their 20s and 30s, I know that they have great purpose and great meaning, and they're getting it from somewhere. It could be from their family. It could be from their career. It could be from their spirituality. We get strength from so many places. Now, that being said, we also have to be very practical. As a matter of fact, Eric, before you and I joined each other's conversation today, I was writing another blog article about healthy eating, diet, and nutrition. Those are very important ingredients to living a great life beyond 50. And there is something called the new biology. And the new biology is absolutely amazing. It tells us that our gut is more important than our brain. And I know that's a startling thing for people to hear, and sometimes they don't believe it, but there is a connection between our gut, our microbiome, and all the bacteria that live in it, and our brain cells. It's a two-way highway, if you will, and they're talking all the time. So the bottom line with diet and nutrition is to live a long, healthy life and to be as independent as possible, eat for your gut health and reduce foods that cause inflammation, like a lot of red meat, starchy, white flour types of foods, based foods, and eat foods and drink beverages that are anti-inflammatory. Another important factor is getting some level of exercise. You don't have to go to the gym every day. You don't have to overdo it. Most studies I'm reading now indicate that going for a brisk 15-minute walk a day reduces your risk for Alzheimer's and cardiovascular disease and so many other things. You don't have to overdo it. And walking in nature versus walking on a street has shown, it's called a forest bath. What a fascinating concept that is. You're actually inhaling all of the good things that the trees and the plants and the shrubs and bushes and flowers are emitting into the air. And we're detoxifying ourselves by doing that. Going for a nature walk is a wonderful thing. And if you have a pet, like a dog who loves to walk, I'm a big advocate of that too. And the last thing I would say, another good ingredient, is to live a social life. People are meant to be together. We like to talk. We like to touch. We like to experience things together. And there are so many ways to do that. We could do it digitally. We could do it on multiple formats, or we could do it live in person and be with our families and our friends, our church, our community. People are meant to be connected socially. So you take those ingredients, purpose, meaning, diet, exercise, and being social, and you're way ahead of the game in terms of healthy and independent living beyond 50.
Dr. Collins, really appreciate all that information and insight, and certainly a lot of reminders along the way to help us get things going in the right direction. Now, since you're in the CBD space, what are the differences between marijuana or cannabis and CBD?
Another great question, and so many people are confused about this. So, marijuana or cannabis is a family of plants that have grown on the planet Earth forever, and they contain various levels of THC, which is the molecule that produces the high. That's the molecule that produces the euphoria, feelings of euphoria. And many people don't necessarily want that effect. Now, marijuana also contains hundreds of phytocannabinoids. CBD happens to be one of those molecules. So in marijuana or in cannabis, you get CBD and 100 or more other molecules, cannabinoids, but you get THC as well. Now, on the other hand, CBD comes from the hemp family of plants. They are not marijuana plants, and they are not cannabis plants. Hemp has no THC or as little as 0.03%. So CBD doesn't get anyone high whatsoever. People are calling it the medical molecule, the miracle molecule, because I've read, Eric, believe it or not, over somewhere between 500 to 600 medical studies on the health benefits of CBD. And what I've read is absolutely amazing. I have a book that is now being edited called Living Longer and Stronger with CBD. So most people do not want the high from marijuana or cannabis, and that's due to the THC. CBD, on the other hand, comes from plants that contain trace to zero amounts of THC, but they're getting the benefit of a lot of CBD and other healthy cannabinoids.
Really do appreciate your input and clarification and the thorough coverage per that question. That is very helpful. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Jim Collins, President and CEO of Sapphire Essentials, that provides high-quality, organically grown, THC-free CBD products for adults, seniors, and caregivers. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Collins, continuing on, how does CBD work or make a difference in physical or even emotional health?
This is where the magic begins. And this is where Dr. Machulam, a scientist from Israel, discovered the endocannabinoid system back in the mid-90s. From that point forward, science has been turned on its head. We all possess, Eric, an endocannabinoid system. I use the analogy that it's like having a second central nervous system, so people really grasp the concept. And this endocannabinoid system is responsible for so many aspects of our health and well-being. It, for instance, balances our appetite. It helps us to sleep. It maintains alertness. It modulates pain and emotional qualities of life. There's a theory called the endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome. What that means is most of us are walking around with an imbalanced, unhealthy endocannabinoid system. As a result, we are experiencing a lot of physical, emotional, mental, and neurological disorders. And that's based on hundreds of medical articles, research articles. We also possess in our bodies endocannabinoid receptors. And a receptor is simply a cell that's waiting to be coupled with something else. It's like a magnet waiting for another magnet to connect to have full power and full strength. Therefore, when we take CBD products, we are in essence feeding the endocannabinoid system. So the CBD that I consume finds its way to the endocannabinoid receptors, and then they start doing their magic, and they actually fire up the entire endocannabinoid system, bringing it back to health, balance, and homeostasis.
Dr. Collins, one last question before you go, and this should all, your response should all tie everything together. How can adults better cope with the stressors and isolation related to COVID-19?
Oh, that's a hot topic. It really is. And I've written a lot in my blog, and a lot of media have picked up my article and have spread it everywhere. I'm very concerned about older adults and seniors being home and being isolated. And sometimes, you know, we talk about the medicine is worse than the cure. So what adults can do now to cope is to reinvent themselves. Take a pause. Think about what the most important things in life are to them. If they want to connect by using Zoom or another application so that they could see their grandkids and their children around the country and their friends, or visit safely and socially distance and wear a mask and all of those other types of things, reinvent yourself. It's never too late. And I use a phrase for a lot of older folks who lose the ability to do something. I'll say something like, if you cannot do what you want, always do what you can, and keep doing what you can for as long as it lasts. So reinvent yourself, try to stay connected, because isolation, as we're hearing in the media and we're seeing in research, is leading to depression, it's leading to anxiety, it's leading to substance abuse, and even worse. So keep doing what you can, and if you've had projects, when we first shut down, I cleaned every closet out, I rearranged a lot in the house, I started projects that were on my wish list or on my wife's honey-do list, and I never had time to do those things. So I said to myself, well, we might be in this for a little bit of time. I'm just going to do a home project list, and I'm going to get everything done that I've never had time to do. And it was enjoyable. And it actually strengthened my wife, my daughter, and our relationship because we did these things together. So reinvent, do what you can, do what you love, stay connected.
Certainly some super advice as we conclude things here today. Dr. Collins, really appreciate all you do and for joining us on behalf of Sapphire Essentials. Where can listeners get more information on Sapphire Essentials online and also a way to be in touch? Where's the best place to do so?
Oh my goodness, I'd love to share with you our web address. It's www.sapphire-essentials.com.
And that certainly works. Again, folks, it is sapphire-essentials.com. Dr. Collins, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.
And you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Jim Collins, the president and CEO of Sapphire Essentials, that provides high-quality, organically grown, THC-free CBD products for adults, seniors, and caregivers. And for all the details, visit sapphire-essentials.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by U-Natural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on eunatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.